Hey, Shalina, and welcome to episode 51 of Declutter Me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good indeed. So we're all done with 50. We're starting the counter now again from 1.
Yes.
What do we have to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about spouses and getting them on board with decluttering.
Cool. So I'll just sit this one out and you can keep talking.
Yeah, because you're so organized.
No, I'm not a spouse.
Oh, okay. So today we're going to talk about spouses and if they are cluttering up the house, how you can get them to help you to declutter.
And this could, to some ways, be expanded to other members in the house as well?
It could be, but a lot of the people that contact me say, oh, my husband is the cause of this, like there's always clutter everywhere, he leaves things lying around, he walks in the house door and he drops his keys and all his bits and pieces from his pocket in the first cupboard and... You know, and then some of the guys, you know, have said, oh, it's my wife. She hoards everything. She doesn't get rid of anything. Her wardrobes are full of clothes. And it's, you know, it causes angst between both parties. People get upset. They get frustrated. They get overwhelmed by the clutter that's been caused by the other person. And they just don't know how to get them to change.
So where does one begin with something like this?
Well, you don't. You can't convince them to declutter.
That's all we have for you this week.
Yes.
I'll see you next time.
But the thing is, because if you tell them you need to declutter, they will build a wall in front of them and they'll go, no, I'm not going to do it. Just because you've said that. I don't cause clutter. I'm not the cause of this. This is all you. So there's just going to be fights. So you don't talk to them and say to them, you have to declutter. You try and focus on other areas of doing it to make them then start decluttering. You get what I mean? So the first thing to do is to work on your own stuff. So it's no point telling your husband or your wife to declutter their wardrobe or declutter their space if you haven't done your own thing, right? So say your wardrobe, sort that out, you know, and, you know, we've talked about it before, what to do with your own wardrobe, take it bit by bit. Say start with the underwear drawer, then do your, you know, your dresses or your trousers or your jeans. Do your own area and start decluttering there and organizing that bit. And then you can show it to them and say, see, this is what I did today. Don't say you should do that as well. Just say, look, this is what I did. And they'll go, okay, fine. Then keep going. So start doing other areas. So do, say, the lounge, which is the common ground, but organize the things and declutter the items that are yours. So declutter the books, declutter the magazines, you know, items like candles that you don't use. In the kitchen, start, you know, if that's your remit, if you're the main person who uses the kitchen, clean the kitchen, you know, declutter the food, declutter the dishes, you know, clear it all up, make space on the workspaces, you know, so that there's areas to breathe. So people start seeing in the house, not just your spouses, but also the children as well, that there is space, there's no clutter, you know. Do the junk drawer, which we've talked about in a podcast previously. You know, start doing that so that they can start seeing the benefits of decluttering.
And in some ways, it's kind of like a way to almost like inspire them, right? Like they kind of see you're cleaning up and they'd be like, oh, your drawer, your closet looks a bit clean. Mine looks a bit messy. Let me just kind of tidy up a little bit too. Since you're cleaning up, let me also clean up in parallel or something like that might help, you know, inspire them to just kind of do a little bit or start taking initiative, which hopefully will, you know, snowball.
Yeah, and that's what we want you to do. But you, when you're doing this, or you have to be honest with yourself, you know, you might say it's your spouse's fault, everything. But when you're doing the decluttering as well, you know, be honest with yourself that you've got, if you've got a lot of clutter as well, you know, unless you're a complete minimalist and a complete opposite, then, you know, that won't work. What I suggest, you know, when you're doing the declutter for yourself, you do your clothes, you do your beauty products and toiletries, your own sentimental items and photographs and memories, the kitchen, your paperwork, gadgets, accessories and books. So do them and then you can do the other areas. When you find things that belong to your spouse, say old mobile phones, because that seems to be a thing that everybody seems to just keep and they're in random different places. Put them all together in one place so that they can see that they've got all of these old phones that they don't use And then you can decide what to do with them. Or you can get all the old electronics, because then you can always get a company to take them away for you and destroy them, you know, if you've got all the old electronics together. And there are companies that do that and recycle them. So once you've dealt with your own stuff, then it's time to deal with your spouse's stuff. And, you know, you could just say, look, this is what I've done. What do you think? And if they go, okay, you know, like you've said, this has inspired them, then let them just get on with it. It might take a while. They might start and falter, but just let them get on with it. But also then, also create boundaries. So then say, like if you've done the lounge, say to them, look, the lounge is now decluttered. I've organized it. It's all a clean space. I want this area for us to stay like this. So I don't want any clutter in here. If you have anything, you put it in your space. So say they've got a study for themselves or part of their wardrobe is just for them. Let them have that.
Like this is a good way to get started. You know, you try to inspire them. It's not meant to be too direct, but more than that, it's not meant to be too aggressive. So, you know, if someone has a problem, you don't want to make it, like you said, you don't want them to put up a wall. But what happens when none of this works? Like you're trying something, you know, there's still no motivation to declutter their bits. You know, even if you're trying to tell them like, hey, I've kept this clean, they're just cluttering their spaces more and more without actually decluttering it. Like you need to have some kind of conversation, right?
You do, but you need to be positive in the conversation. So you need to be patient and kind in a way and, you know, motivate them. So say, look, there's these t-shirts in your wardrobe. Why don't we go through them and see which ones are old and which ones are new? And then I can organize it for you so you can easily get the ones you want. So if you want the old t-shirts to wear in the house and the new ones to wear when you're going out, let's organize it together and we go through it. And if you take that all out and then, you know, you say to him, which ones do you want to keep? Which ones do you want to give away? Say that instead of declutter. So you can do it in that way. So you're kind of inspiring them to start the process, but just do it bit by bit and then let them see if that motivates them. Or say with paperwork, like you're trying to find something and say, look, I'm trying to find this piece of paper, but I can't find it. Is it somewhere in your room, on your desk? And then ask them to check and see if that will motivate them to get them to clear up that area to try and find this one obscure piece of paper. Don't get their stuff and throw them out or take it on board that you're going to do, you remove their stuff without their permission, because when they find out, it will cause more problems. Maybe take that stuff and put it into, say, a box and say, this is a box you need to review of all this stuff that I found, say, in the lounge or in the bathroom that I don't think we need to keep. It might have expired or whatever. Let them have the chance to go through it. And I do that when I go to a lot of houses, that I will work with, say, the wife, and we'll find husband's items in the area, say in the lounge or in the bedroom, and I'll put it together and I'll say, and I make a pile and I'll say, this is for him to look at tonight. When he's sitting on the sofa, give him that pile and just say quickly, you know, review, either to throw away or to keep, and then let them get on with it. So they know they're getting part of it, and that they're and you know, there's that element of trust that their stuff hasn't been thrown out. It's been saved for them to review themselves and for them to take responsibility for it. And then they appreciate that. You want to be positive, you want to be motivating, but you don't want to be nagging, saying, you've got this clutter, you need to remove it now. We don't want that kind of situation.
When do you as a spouse or a partner make that call that this is out of your hands? Like you either need professional help or you need to involve somebody, an organizer perhaps. But the idea being that, like, when do you realize, where's that line sort of speak, where you say like, okay, I've tried this, you know, none of it is either making an impact, none of it is inspiring this person. What happens now?
It's different times for different people. I mean, I've heard of people who have said that they started the decluttering process for themselves and it took years for their spouse to finally do it themselves, finally realize themselves. And, you know, as we've talked before, that there might be underlying reasons for why they are cluttering the house, why they are maybe hoarding. You know, you have to get to the root of that as well. So it might be worth talking or seeing, you know, has there been a death in the family that's affected him and her or her, and they haven't talked about it? Have they been stressed with work? Have they got depression? Is there something else underlying? Do they maybe need to go to the doctor and or to a counsellor first? And sometimes, you know what happens? People go, right, I can't do this. I need help. I'm going to call a professional organizer. So I get calls and I explain the service and everything. And then they go, okay, I'm going to talk to my husband. And then they talk to the husband and then they go, no, we're not getting somebody to come into our house. This is our private space. And then they do it themselves.
So that actually, like, just having that conversation about the fact that they want to involve a professional kind of opens their eyes as well sometimes. Yeah.
It's the same when people, you know, get maids to come in because, you know, like, the house is always messy and the spouse is saying, oh, this is horrible, this is messy. And then they go, well, I'm going to get a maid to come in. I'm going to pay for a service because I can't do it myself. And then people go, okay, right, I'm going to help you to start cleaning the house. I'm going to help you start. So that's, it's a trigger. Either it will help and the trigger will be that they'll go, okay, you're right, I do need help. I do need a professional organizer. I do need a counselor. I do need a maid. But sometimes they go, no, no, I can do it myself because I don't want someone. So there's different ways, but some people are resistant and it might take longer. You just have to be patient. But if you keep on staying organized and you keep the common areas decluttered and organized, it should hopefully push them to get to start following in the same way. But yeah, there is sometimes a lot of patience that's needed in this kind of situation. So yeah, so that's my tips for today to help you with your spouse.
As always, you can find more information about the show by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. And Shalina, how do people reach out to you if they want to have a chat or want to get your help when it comes to their spouse?
They can always contact me on declutterme.com and fill in the contact form. You can also find us on all the social media channels at declutterme on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram.
I will see you next week.
All right.
Bye.